Quintessence of Wisdom, reprinted, published by V.S. Ramanan, President, Sri Ramanashramam, pp. 50. Quintessence of Wisdom was first published in 1955 and has been out of print for many years. It is essentially an English translation of Sri Bhagavan's Tamil version of Upadesa Saram. The translator, Sri M. Anathanarayanan, the former Chief Justice of the Madras High Court, has created a rather loose translation, a transcreation, as he calls it. As an example, verse 7 is usually translated as the following: better than spells of meditation is one continuous current, steady as a stream, or downward flow of oil, from the Sanskrit. Compare this to as the unbroken stream of fragrant oil, as the river flows ceaselessly into the breast of the sea. Not fugitive thought, not fitful preoccupation. This is the excellence of meditation. The author is aware of the possible pitfalls of this non-literal approach, but notes that there are other literal translations available. In any case, English speakers will find this translation very fluid and inspiring. The one or two paragraph commentaries on each verse are often insightful and are written in the author's own words with many original turns of phrase. Again, taking verse 7 as an example, we have: meditation is rarely understood in its native characteristic form. It is not thought, nor any kind of thought process. It is the silence and peace of the mind stuff, in which the real is effortlessly mirrored. The author's deep understanding and devotion to Sri Bhagavan comes through clearly in his commentary. Some readers will also find the introduction interesting. It is of a philosophical bent, invoking everyone from Kant to T.S. Eliot to William Blake. This is apparently not an effort of the author to make an impression, but rather a function of who he takes his audience to be, the scholar familiar with Western works. In fact, his unclouded understanding of the essential point and his deep reverence for Sri Maharishi are apparent. The patient reader will find the introduction worthwhile, and even the impatient reader would do well to read section 3, a summary of Sri Bhagavan's life written in very original prose. Dr. Eric Ford, Amsterdam.